Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. Middays. I'm Susie Larson. I'm always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. You know, I have to just say, before every show, my two amazing producers and I get together on the phone since everybody's working remotely. Ryan Mitchell, Kim Sanders, they are just salt of the earth people. I'm so honored to work with them. They're just this, you know, they're these young millennials that are so sharp and so amazing and love God so much. But anyway, we just get together and we pray for the show. We ask God's direction and then we trust Him. Well, we're having a hard time getting our guest right now on the line. And what we're going to do is we're going to move into a time of prayer. I want to open the phone lines and we want to pray for you. 877-933-2484. You can text or you can call 877-933-2484. One of the things that Ryan brought up during our prayer time is just the loss that so many people are feeling right now, and the loss that many are going to feel. You think of seniors in high school or at the university who lost their whole senior year, or maybe an athlete who is hoping to get a college scholarship, or, you know, or you, maybe you got your kids at home and the stress level is so high that your vision for this season is so different than what you're experiencing now. I want to pray for you. You can call anonymously. We're going to just do our best to navigate. Kim's producing. She's taking the calls and managing the board. But hey, this is live radio and you got to love it. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. One of the things that we have to know when we're sorting through losses and hurts is you have to feel it to heal it. And our tendency, our default, is to numb out so that we don't feel it. And I want to just offer, I'm just going to do this on a whim, 5 copies of my book, if you don't have it already, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. We'll do a drawing. So if you want to text the word book to 877-933-2484. The reason I'm pulling this book out is because it's all about inner healing. And while we're in quarantine, this is a good time to do some work around not only the losses that you're feeling right now, but maybe those you've stuffed a long time ago that are surfacing for you. As I said, you've got to feel it to heal it. And sometimes I feel like the enemy just puts this threat against us that if you let that thing surface, it will swallow you whole. It'll expose you. It will it'll defeat you. But the thing is, if you let that thing surface, it exposes the enemy. It'll defeat the enemy. And if the Lord is bringing something to the surface, you can trust Him. He's going to lead you to a place of healing and freedom. And we are used to so many defaults so we don't have to feel. But God is so good. He's a good shepherd, and He wants to lead you to a place of restoration. You've got to feel it to heal it. And in the book, Fully Alive, I talk about these 3 just sort of basic steps to remember, A, B, C. A is acknowledge the hurt, because if you don't, we'll tend towards one of 2 extremes. We will either wallow in self-pity, which just sort of re-injures the wound over and over again, or we will numb out and stuff it down and postpone our deliverance for another day. But to acknowledge it with honesty takes so much courage and integrity. And one of the ways that you can heal when you do that is not to minimize your loss. And it's not to compare it to someone else. If you continually compare your loss to someone else's, it's like, well, it's not as bad as so-and-so, and you minimize the hurt, you'll never fully heal from it. You won't heal from a pain that you refuse to acknowledge. So this isn't a time to look to the left and right and say, well, it's not as bad as so-and-so. That's not a bad thing to do to get perspective, because we can go to self-pity so easily, but it's not the smartest thing to do when you're just doing some work with God around healing. So A is you acknowledge it. Lord, it hurt when that person stabbed me in the back, when I lost my job. It hurts now that the season, you know, didn't turn out the way I thought. You sit with God, you know what? You're going to find a tender shepherd who loves you so much and who wants you to talk about it. You acknowledge it. B is you believe His promises are true for you. If you are in Christ, Christ Jesus is in you, and his promises are true for you. The Bible says he's given us these very great and precious promises. Why? So that we can participate in the divine nature. So in this place of loss, when you sit with God and you acknowledge it, and then you go in this place, as painful as this is, I'm believing God. You mean what you say. When you say, you'll restore the years the enemy has stolen from me. When you sit in that place and you feel it, and then you trust God to heal it, hope starts to spring up. And then see, you claim his promises, because there is a promise in Scripture with your name on it. It's an inheritance verse. And you can see how the enemy is terrified of you getting to a place where you acknowledge it, you start to believe again, and then you pull down on those promises of God into your situation, because he's so terrified, because he will be exposed, he will lose ground, and you will start to move into places of healing. I think this is a perfect time for inner healing, and I'm terrible as an author. I go to the other extreme. I'm not a self-promoter. It's nauseating to me. I can't go near it. But I got to say, I am passionate about this message and Fully Alive because of the testimonies we are hearing of deep, deep soul healing. And I just think maybe today is a good day to lament a little bit, to feel it. That's so different. Grief is so different than self-pity. Feel it, heal it, then believe his promises are true, and then claim those promises. I want to play a song by Pat Barrett as we get ready to go to our first quarter hour break. And again, we're giving away 5 copies of Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. One of the themes throughout the book is what happens in your soul happens in your cells. So what's the condition of your soul today? And it's okay. Whatever it is, it's okay. But Jesus, he restores your soul. So it says in Psalm 23 and other places in Scripture, he wants to go to those places. But what we make the mistake is when we leave that stuff in our soul and we stuff it down deeper and we numb it out, right? Or we minimize it because someone else's suffering is worse. Your soul matters to God. He cares about your soul. So as you look to what he wants to say to you in this hour, he wants to restore your soul. What happens in your soul happens in your cells. And you want to build yourself up in this COVID time. Take care of your soul, because there's a direct implication on your cells. It builds your immunities. It does, to bring your soul before the Lord, to say, God, you restore my soul. Now I pray that my cells would come alive again. Do you know when you're hurting and when you're afraid? You know what your cells do? They do the very thing your soul does. They run for cover. They self-protect. And so even if you are eating right and you're drinking lots of water, you're not getting the benefit of those disciplines, because your soul is in self-preservation. When you get into that place where you open up yourself before God to go, I'm a child of God. In every season, I am a child of God. Lord, I bring my soul before you. Restore me. Your own cells start to open up and your immunities rise up. Can you see why the enemy does whatever he can do? If he can't have your soul because you trusted Christ, he's going to do whatever he can to distress your soul. And he, Jesus, our great Savior and King and Shepherd, well, he restores the soul. That's why I'm so passionate about the message in Fully Alive. And we've got 5 copies to give away. 877-933-2484. You can text in book. If I can pray for you, call that same number. Let's listen to Pat Barrett sing Into Faith I Go. Listen to these words.
To the ups and downs, the highs and lows, the taking in, the letting go, to tears and laughter, the grace. Faith I go, in the faith I go. Nobody said this would be easy. Anyone who did never went through anything painful. Faith is not some fragile thing that shatters when we walk through something hard.
Faith I go, running like a child in an open field. call when I feel like giving up. When I feel like throwing it all away. I look back over my shoulder and I can see your goodness every single step that I have taken.
Tuning in to Middays, I'm Susie Larson. I love when God interrupts our plan. We are going in this direction. We're taking your prayer requests. A dear listener said they need prayer for inner healing. I'm going to pray for that on the other side. Got 5 copies of Fully Alive to give away. If you need some inner healing, you really want to strengthen your immune system, tend to what's going on in your soul, text the word book to 877-933-2484. Call or text your prayer request as well. We'll be back in a minute. So much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. I'm taking your calls and your texts so I can pray for you. Drawing from some of the content from my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. And we've got 5 copies to give away. Again, I said this, I'm a terrible self-promoter as an author. I can't go there, but I got to tell you, I'm passionate about this message, and the stories that we are hearing of inner healing are so significant. And one of the lines through the book is, what happens in our soul happens in our cells. And I want you to think about this. Can you see why, if the enemy can't have your soul because you've trusted Christ, he's going to do whatever he can to distress your soul. And there's a domino effect in our health. If our souls are in disarray and we are cynical and we're afraid and we're jaded and we're anxious, there's a direct implication to our physical health. Well, in this time of COVID, if he's just winning a war by not only launching, and I do believe this wretched virus is straight from the pit, but he's launching the sickness, but the fear and the angst and even the loss that's happening right now is so significant. But somehow, some way, we've got to steward what's going on in our souls. And we can, because peace can rule and reign in our hearts in every situation. Jesus says so. And this dear listener says, I could use prayer for inner healing. My soul's been locked up for a long time. I don't even know how to pursue inner healing and frankly don't know if I have the faith for it. I'm convinced myself that it isn't a thing that could happen for me and that God doesn't want to bring healing to me, but I want it. I'm starting to believe, so I could use prayer. Frankly, I've been super cynical. I've pursued it, never happens, but I know I need it. I love you, friend, and I want to wrap my arms around you. And I've actually been there as someone who's battled chronic health issues my whole adult life. My son is 30. I was bit by the deer tick when I was pregnant with him. 30 years I've battled up and down, forward and back. And there are days, as my closest friends know, I fall apart. And I get so tired of it. And other days, I've made so much ground, and I'm feisty, and I'm like, go on again. But one of the days, I want to tell you, friend, before I pray for you, and I write about this story in the book, is I am disciplined. I am focused. I've had to be hypervigilant because I know that God has things for me to do. In order to do them, I've had to really watch what I eat, watch how I sleep, watch everything. And I remember one day, the Lord kept bringing me back to the story in the Gospels. A man who'd been on his mat for 38 years, and Jesus approached him and said, do you want to get well? Do you want to be well? And I'm like, Lord, why do you keep bringing me to this story? Of course I want to be well. And I started listing all my disciplines and all the ways I've tried. Like you, my dear cynical friend, you said you've pursued it. It just never happens. I pursued it too. I felt like Paul as far as listing all my efforts, going, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. Lord, why do you keep bringing me back to this story? It actually hurts my feelings. What more can I do? Of course, I want to be well. And he had me read it again. Do you want to be well? And the man's answer on the mat, who'd been stuck there for 38 years, he said, I can't, sir. And I'm like, I can't. Do I have I can'ts in my soul? Do I have I can'ts in my heart? What are they, Lord? Are there core beliefs that are so embedded so deep that I don't even know they're there, but they're actual obstacles to my healing? Would you show me what they are? And if you heard this story, forgive me for having to listen to it again, but God was very silent that day. But I want to say it was probably a week later. I was backstage. This was a few years ago, and I was in the middle of this terrible flare of my health and backstage getting ready to go speak, and I started to have a neurological inflammatory flare. And in those bad times, my arms would go numb, my neck would go numb, my whole head and face would go numb, and I couldn't swallow, and my vision would blur, and things would start to spin a little bit, and my brain just stopped working. It was like just inflammation in the brain. And I'm standing back behind the curtain as I'm getting ready to go out there. I'm like, Lord, I can't do both of these things. I can't do this. I'm begging you, settle this down so I can go out and do my thing. And the host, as I'm just ready to just, you know, buck up buttercup and get out there, the host grabs me by the arm and pulls me backstage. She goes, oh, before you go out, she said, make sure you tell them how much you struggle with your health. Otherwise, they're just going to hate you when they get a look at you. You're such a cute little thing. And I had this light bulb moment, and the Lord whispered to my heart, can you handle it if I heal you? Can you handle petty women who are jealous and gossipy and mean? The thing is, I'd been shredded in past years by those kinds of women. And that's actually where my book, Uncommon Woman, came out of, is learning how to live out of God's identity and not what others thought of me. And honestly, when that question was posed to me backstage, I hit a speed bump. Like, it surprised me. And I'm like, can I handle it? I don't know. I don't know if I have the faith for that. And the Lord whispered in my heart, not every person is that petty, and those who are have their own wounds. Can you trust me with your reputation? Can you trust me to defend you? And I had a faith hurdle to get over, and I said, I trust you. I bet you about a week later, I was interceding and praying desperately for human trafficking victims and slaves and these rackets that are making billions of dollars off of vulnerable people. I have just like a mafia prayer that I pray, Lord, bring your fist down on this wickedness. And the phrase, blessing guilt, passed my mind, blessing guilt. And again, the whisper in my heart, can you handle it if I heal you? Knowing that there are 30 to 40 million slaves on the earth today, can you handle it? No, I said, absolutely not. I mean, it was like right there, even though I didn't know. And I know theologically in my brain that what God does for one does not inhibit his ability to do for another. He has an inexhaustible supply. But my problems are small compared to the rest of the world. So even though I was fasting, praying, eating right, praying right, saying right, doing everything I knew to do right, I had an embedded no because of the injustice in the world. And I think I had a hurt toward God going, why are you allowing this to go on? And it's something I had to sort through. There were several more situations like that over the weeks. And God really made it clear to me, I have my own I can'ts. And so as you're in this season of quarantine, instead of numbing out and dismissing the losses that you're feeling and numbing your pain, as I was saying before the break, you got to feel it to heal it. I dare you to ask God, what are my I can'ts? Are there any I can'ts in my soul that I don't even know are there? God-limiting beliefs, self-limiting beliefs. And maybe that applies to you, friend, who texted in, but maybe not. But I know this, that God's intent to restore your soul does apply to you. So whatever you've walked through, I'm so sorry. And whatever layers of scar tissue you've got there that seem to block your belief that he can heal you, I pray God will clear those away. And so, Father, I pray for this dear, dear soul. And I thank you that you love this one with an everlasting love and that you are the Redeemer. You are the Restorer. And you intend to take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for good. I pray, God, that you'd give her or him the faith to say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. But you are the Restorer, God. And I trust you. Just take me to the next step and then take me to the next step. And Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I'm reading from Fully Alive right now, and I write this, scoot closer and revisit this statement, let me teach you. There's a path for us to take where Jesus' yoke fits us perfectly. There's a place for us to stand in the storm where we will know peace and strength where we once knew angst and fear. There's a promise written over our lives that compels us to dream about the future right in the face of our fears. There's a way to walk in Christ's light and easy yoke while living in a burdened upside-down world. I want you to hear that again. There's a way to walk in Christ's light and easy yoke while living in a burdened upside-down world. Jesus invites us to flourish here, right where we live. I pray you believe that. How do you want to be and who do you want to be when this crisis is over? I know that for some, you've got impossible stress under your roof right now, but I'm still believing that God will lead you beside still waters. And if you can carve out any kind of extra time and do some work with the Lord, because healing, it does take work. You know, we're so addicted to treating symptoms that sometimes we are like the guy on the mat. We're like, I'm just waiting for the zap. You just zap me and I'll be good. But oftentimes, God is inviting us, as he told this man, stand up, pick up your mat, roll it up, and follow me. You know, get up, rise up, roll up the mat, and walk. There might be some things you can do and ought to do to cooperate with God for your healing. Are you open to what those might be? But I am just praying that this crisis is not wasted on you. I am praying that you come through this season bolder, healthier, wiser. You know what? There are all things all of us can do to build up our immunities. And some of those things have to do with what's going on in our soul. Some of those things have to do with what's going on in ourselves. Some of those things have to do with what's coming out of your mouth. I mean, Jesus says what goes in you doesn't defile you. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. How are you speaking about your circumstances, about God? Dear Lynn writes this, pray for our leaders at all levels and the decisions they make, words that they speak, above all, renewed unity to sweep across the land and live according to God's word. I cannot echo that strongly enough. Father, we do. We pray for our leadership at all levels. We pray for every decision they make. Lord, we pray for the words that they speak. And as Lynn says so eloquently, we pray for a renewed unity to sweep across this land that we might all live according to your word. God, we humble ourselves before you. We confess our sin, we confess our need, and we ask you, would you heal our land? And would you bring revival? And would you start with us? Revive our hearts right here and right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to continue to pray for you. We're going to pause here. I've got 5 copies of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish, Mind, Body, and Spirit. It's all about inner healing. And as God goes into those places and addresses anxiety and fear and insecurity and even selfishness, with no condemnation whatsoever in his heart, you come through healed, whole, and free. You can text the word book to 877-933-2484, and we'll be back in a moment. So much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and I'm just taking your prayer requests. We're talking about how do we sort through what's happening in us because of what's happening around us. And I'm drawing from my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish, Mind, Body, and Spirit. And this is, I think, my 15th or 16th book, but this is, I will just say, hands down, the most important book I've ever written. And I'm just saying that to say you can flourish in this place of loss and hardship, in brokenness. It's happened in history's past to God's people in captivity. There is a way for our faith to explode, for our souls to be restored right here, right now. But part of that is paying attention and being honest about what is going on in your soul and then sitting with God and doing some work around it and being honest about some of the losses and the hurts and the disappointments, learning how to lament in a way where you're embraced by God, but saying, I am so bummed about this loss and this stress. He loves it and he loves you and he can handle it. This dear listener, Luke, wrote it. I got to just read it. It's so great. Thank you for sharing about restoration today. I was reading Exodus 15 this morning. He says, and God suddenly awakened me again to the realization that this Almighty God is on our side, and it makes the enemy tremble. I just got holy goosebumps. I need an amen for that. Do you hear this, friends? Somebody give me an amen. This Almighty God is on our side, and it makes that enemy tremble. Just as the nations in the Promised Land were greatly afraid because of what they heard the Lord had done for his people, it is so easy to get stuck in hopelessness, in a hopeless place of uncertainty and weak faith. But Almighty God is on our side, and that enemy is afraid. We are not on defense. We are on offense. My prayer is for all of us as believers to claim that. And for those who aren't believers, come into believing and claim the victory as well. Luke, that will preach. That just, my heart is beating faster. Amen, amen, amen. And this dear listener says, Susie, thanks for offering to pray. I'm just sad today. I'm asking for prayers for my daughter-in-law and her family. Just this morning, they lost their dear mom, wife, grandma, sister, friend to a fight with cancer. We praise God that they're all from a family of strong believers, but as you know, death is hard. I ask God to guide them in the days ahead. Thank you. Just want to go hug them, but this COVID issue prevents that. Others must feel the same for the struggles they're going through. You're a blessing in my life. Well, you're a blessing in mine, and you know, I'm a sensitive heart, so I'm fighting the tears here. I just, you know, the people who've died during this time and have to die alone, it's just terrible. And I'm just so sorry about that. And Lord, I pray for Cassie and her family. And I pray, God, you are the God of all comfort. Would you be the just tangible in their midst right now? Bring presence, bring a sense of your presence, a sense of your promise, God, a sense of your comfort. And I pray, God, that you would speak to them with just utter clarity during this time. I do ask you, God, would you stretch out your hand in Jesus' name? And would you, Lord God, put a stop to this crisis? Would you bring revival into our hearts in Jesus' name? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sue says, preach it, sister. Preach it, Luke, too. Man, that was such a good, good word. I'm drawing again from my book, Fully Alive, and I'm just going to read, if you don't mind. So sit back and this is what I'm writing. Recently, John Eldridge joined me on my radio show to talk about his book, All Things New. We had a fantastic conversation around the whole idea of restoration. I asked him to speak to the person listening who's in battle weary right now, worn out from the fight. And he said something like this. And I just think this is a word for right now and right today. He says, my friend, tell your soul, not much longer. I want you to do that right now. Tell your soul, not much longer. Soon and very soon, Jesus will restore all things to us. There's no loss, there's no heartbreak, no sacrifice or disappointment that God won't redeem many times over. But know this, he says, the redemption process starts now. And Romans 8 says this, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed to us later. For all of creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God reveals who his children really are. I want you to think about that. Right in the middle of our suffering, right in the middle of this COVID crisis, Jesus lifts our chin. He asks for our trust. He invites us to hope for the impossible. And some of our inheritance we will see when we see Jesus face to face. But some of it he entrusts to us now, today. So this is from Fully Alive, and I'm just going to ask you this question. Will you dare to believe that Jesus wants to show you his goodness in the land of the living? Do you think it's possible to experience a radical breakthrough in the body you're in the season you're in right now? And what about those destructive thoughts that you have on repeat? Can you picture yourself with a thought life makeover, and I mean that, where you once felt small, self-aware, constantly defeated, you feel larger than life and filled with God's Spirit? Can you picture it? Because God wants to partner with you in your flourishing. He plays a part and you play a part. And of course, there's this other spiritual component to all of this, too. We have a very real enemy who aims to do more than just poke fun at us. He wants to steal every precious gift God has given us, kill any hint of life that springs up from our soil, and destroy any work of God that flows out of our abiding life. But you know what? He's not going to get away with it. He's on a short leash, and God is about to turn the tables on that enemy. And Jesus, I pray you hear this, he wants to help us sort through our story in a way that brings healing and fullness. And he's designed our bodies and our souls to thrive. And we can trust him as he leads us in this healing process. I pray if anything comes out of today's show, that you can just step in and step up and say, Lord, I believe. I want you to start the restoration process. What baggage did I bring with me into this COVID crisis? Stuff that I've been putting off dealing with, numbing out, you know, and we all do it. You buy, you eat, you drink, you shop, whatever it is to not have to feel. And maybe as Max Lucado says, God has put us in a timeout because we have to feel it to heal it. Maybe just to allow some things to surface, not to condemn you, not to shame you, not to let your pain swallow you whole, because it won't, but to heal you. Could he have brought you here to heal you? I think it's possible. Carissa's calling in. She's a wonderful listener of ours from Colorado area. Hey, Carissa, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie. I'm so grateful that you changed directions this morning. It's such a blessing for me. I have so many things on my mind, so I'm trying to figure out how to just make it straight and to the point. But I feel like going through this crisis in our world right now has really surfaced a lot of stuff that I've never taken the time to lament and grieve over. And so that's really been on my heart. And I'm one of those people who's really sensitive to emotions and trauma and such, to the point where, you know, it will create a whole cascade of physical symptoms if I let it surface. And so there has been that fear of not allowing myself to really grieve and lament and go to all those places, because there are a lot of them, and it's been a really long road. And I would love prayer to just be able to have the courage to let the Lord lead me through which ones first, and like trust him to not let it be too much, and just really start to address those. And because, yeah, definitely so much has been kind of brought to the forefront because of this time period. And also just the thing about what happens in your cells happens in your soul. I'm sorry, what happens in your soul happens in your cells. I've heard you say that before, and it's been something I really resonate with. But suddenly this morning I was like, oh, I bet that's a deeper issue than I realized, because I have had trouble drinking water for years with some of my gut issues and motility such. And even when I drink as much as I can, it's like it doesn't go where it needs to go. Like my skin doesn't take it. My body doesn't take it. And my doctor recently said that a big issue is I can drink as much as I want, but it's not really getting into the cells. And I suddenly was like, I wonder if that's part of the reason why. So mm-hmm. I think there's a lot mm-hmm. of stuff to give attention to there.
I think you're right. Yeah. And when he brings rest to your soul, that's when the cells open up. You know, and I raised three boys, Chris, and they're grown now, and they're wonderful young men. But I got to say, when they were young and they started to act like their age when they were two, and they acted like their age when they were three, and so on, I'd take all the different stages of life, I saw different things. I saw passivity in one and a little, you know, strong will in another. But I never at any point sat them down when they were three and four saying, I see like 10 things in you that we're going to have to deal with. You know, God gave me compassion and wisdom to go, this thing today. Today, we're going to do this. You don't have to have everything all at once. So this is what we're dealing with. You know, and that is so, God is so good as a father. He doesn't lay everything out all at once. And he's not going to ask you to deal with everything all at once. But we, because we're so aware of it, it's such a mess in our souls, we start to be overwhelmed because we know all that stuff that's in us. But I think what I've done over the years is say, can you hold all this and carry it for me? It's too much for me. And then hand back to me the next thing, and then the next thing. And when I just picture myself rolling it over to him going, I can see so much in my soul that needs dealing, and then there's stuff I can't see, and that can stress me out if I let myself go there. I'm just giving it over to you, Lord, and I'm just going to trust you to give back one, like a child with a toy, you know. Let's talk about this thing. Okay, now let's talk about this thing. So that's what I'm going to pray for, a supernatural, light and easy yoke that you can just trust him to go. Because what I've noticed is I really went for this healing process in the last 5 years, Carissa, is I would think because of this pain or this whatever, I would go for the obvious. And he would surprise me and go, not yet. We're going to go over here first. And it would be so interesting how there's layers. And in his wisdom, he's like, we're going to go to this thing that doesn't seem like it's bugging you that much, but it is suppressing something. So we lift that layer. Now we can get to truth over here. And he's just such a mighty counselor. You can trust him to do that. So don't get out of your head, because you know a lot. You've had to learn a lot and get an education. So get out of your head and give that stuff to God and just trust him with the process. And I know that he will say, okay, hon, we're going to do this. And he's going to do it with such grace. And when we are vulnerable, he really keeps that enemy at bay. And you can trust him, you know?
Wow, yeah. So, yeah, just letting go of that control. Yeah. Thank
you. Well, Father, that really is the essence of trusting you with our whole hearts and not leaning on our own understanding. And on Carissa's behalf, Lord God, I trust you with my whole heart. And I ask you to give her the grace to trust you with her whole heart and not lean on her own understanding. She's tried to be such a good steward and been very educated in the ways of chronic illness, done everything she knows to do. We hand all that knowledge over to you, and we ask you, God, to just start with the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And I'm believing there's a day that Carissa's going to call us back and say, Let me tell you about my wins. I've had some breakthrough. And we are trusting. We are in this together with Carissa. She's part of our community, and we bless her. And we trust you, God, to speak to her, handing her one light and easy element of healing at a time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Izzy. You guys are
Carissa,
so together.
Carissa, I got to tell you, well, Rhonda, this dear listener, Rhonda writes in, God bless Carissa. Appreciate her thoughts. May God bring a new level of healing in her life, agreeing with you in prayer. Mm-hmm. We have the most amazing listeners. I mean, what a beautiful community.
Yeah.
We do, honey, and we're with you and for you. And we're cheering you on, girl. Don't give up, okay?
I won't. Thank you. I look forward to calling back with that story one day.
You are. I know it. I know it in my knower. So that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you so
Bless
much.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to grab Tricia from Hopkins and see how we can pray for her.
Hello.
Hey, Tricia. Thanks for holding. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. I would like prayer. I'm going to be giving my testimony at my church on Sunday. And, you know, that God will give me the words to speak, and also for my friend Jervon, who really needs a spiritual breakthrough for his calling and his walk with the Lord.
Hmm. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for Tricia. I thank you, first of all, how innovative churches are being right now with all the online services. And I pray you'd raise up more and more people like Tricia who have opportunities to share their faith, share their confidence in you and a testimony, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love not our lives even unto death. In other words, we trust you with every single day of our lives, and we're not going to let the enemy push us around with fear. We're not going to be bullied by fear in any way. We're not going to fear death. We're not going to fear his opposition. We are going to rise up in faith. And so I pray that Tricia would not shrink back, that she would rise up and she would be bold and she would be brave and she would be surprised at the wisdom that comes out of her mouth, Lord. And we pray for her friend that he would find his calling and walk in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie. You're such a
Thank
blessing.
You.
Your books are just right on for this
so
season.
Much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Tricia. Thanks for calling. We're going to pause here, but I got to read this great verse that just came in. This is for you today, friend. I'm confident of this very thing. He who began a good work in you, well, he will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is in motion. Healing is in motion. We're not going to waste this crisis, are we? We're going to come through this thing, all of us, bolder, stronger, healthier, more aware of some of the stewardship that God is asking of us so we can stand and flourish in the days ahead. I'm giving away 5 copies of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. I have learned many, many, many people, if not most people, need a measure of inner healing. What happens in your soul happens in your cells. And one of the ways you build up your immunities is to tend to the things that are going on in your soul and let God heal you. We've got 5 copies. You can text the word book if you want in on the drawing. 877-933-2484. And we'll be back in a minute.
There's no high.
Much for tuning into Middays. I'm Susie Larson. We're having a great conversation today about coming through this crisis better than we entered, coming through healthier, coming through whole, and I'm giving away 5 copies of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. You can text the word book to enter the drawing, 877-933-2484. And one of the things we've been talking about, and I want to pray for you too, so we're getting texts and calls. So text in, call in, if I can pray for you. Just send those in a separate text, 877-933-2484. One of the things we've been talking about this hour is just the idea of lament and grief. If we don't take time to really honor and pay attention to the losses and the hurts and the disappointments, we'll never fully heal from them. And the 2 defaults that we tend to go to, one is just a revolving door of self-pity, where we just keep lamenting, but not in a spiritual, biblical. Lament is a healing journey and process, but when we sort of get in a mountain, kind of go around the mountain again and again with self-pity, it's just we dig a deeper hole. That's one extreme. The other extreme is to numb out and not feel it at all. And as I was saying, you got to feel it to heal it. But there are times when you start to go near it, it feels like you can't get through it. You it's like it'll swallow you whole. And this is kind of a graphic story, so forgive me, but I just feel like it's worth mentioning that I write about in the story. But a friend of mine, when she was little, she experienced sexual trauma at the hands of a family member. And when she told people, the adults in her life, not everybody believed her. Now, I want you to imagine as a child going through such a trauma and then not having the adults that are supposed to protect you even believe you. I mean, that's a double trauma. And she, as she got to be older as a young adult, she went through counseling and sorted through a lot of that because it created so much trauma in her soul, as you can imagine. Well, then she gets married, and all these years pass of her, 7 years, I think it was, of her husband, her trying to get pregnant. And it was just infertility and loss and disappointment. Everywhere she turned, she saw people with babies going to baby showers and Mother's Days, one after the other. And maybe you can relate to that. But the loss and the hurt and the why, God, I mean, this godly couple going, why wouldn't you give us children? She'd done some testing. And then it came to the point where she would do a procedure to see if she was a candidate for in vitro fertilization. And this test, the doctor said, would be the end of the road. If she'd proved not to be a candidate, then she would have to give up on the idea of having biological children and would have to consider adoption. Every time she got near making that appointment, panic and anxiety and fear and dread just sort of rose up and made her heart just, you know, palpitate. She just couldn't do it. And so she'd postpone it and postpone it. And she suddenly realized, I've got something under the surface here. I got to deal with this. Good for her. She went back to counseling. And you know what? It's just how the healing that happens in layers, as we were talking about. Well, some other parts of the trauma of her childhood trauma came up that she had to sort through. So she sorted through it. And then the potential loss of, what if I never have children? What if God doesn't give me that? She had to sort through some of that. So she did the hard work. And this is what I'm saying, is the road to wholeness and health is hard work. It just is. It takes grit. It's not for the faint of heart, but it is so worth it. She came out of that time of counseling going, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this procedure. So she went, this is where it gets a little graphic, so forgive me, but hang with me. But she's on the table, and the doctor inserts this thing, you know, to scope out to see if she's ready. And the doctor bumps into this brittle wall of scar tissue, just bumps right into it and says, oh, I think we found the reason you can't get pregnant. She says, this wall of scar tissue not only verifies your story of what happened to you as a child, I think this is the obstacle that's standing in your way. She said, if you're okay, and if you're willing to just brace yourself, I just want to break through this. I want to break through this wall of brittle scar tissue. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But are you ready? My friend grabbed the edges of the table. She braced herself, and it hurt. She just broke out into a sweat. It hurt. But on the other side of this wall of scar tissue was a perfect, viable uterus. And this doctor said, it's perfect. She said, I think in 4 weeks, you're going to come back here and tell me you're pregnant. And that's exactly what happened. And I tell that story to say, we all have losses and hurts from our past. We all have some scar tissue. And there's times when you want to move forward, or God dares to put a dream in your heart, and you start to take steps and you bump into that thing, and it may look and feel a whole different, you know, way, sort of ways. But the thing is, it's like the enemy throwing up this wall going, you'll never get by here. You'll never get by here. It's like whatever, the pain of your past, the fear of your past, the feelings of like you're not enough, God's not enough, he won't come through. If he allowed that in my past, what's he going to allow in my future? We just project all the stuff into the future because of our past, and we turn around and we go the other way. But there comes a day where you got to be willing to bust through that scar tissue to go, you know what? There is a viable promised land on the other side of this pain. So I'm going to do some work to go through it. And as we were saying earlier, God doesn't ask you to do that alone. He doesn't ask you to do that without help, without wisdom, without the power of his Holy Spirit. And this is what my friend shared with me, and it's in the book. She says, for me, some of the most painful times, oops, that's not the one. That's the one. Let me find it here. She says here. She says, that's not it either. This is live radio. This is from my journal, from my book. I wrote, I can now look back and see this actually has been a year of major breakthrough for me. I've broken through, by God's grace, years of scar tissue that blocked my progress for far too long. What a painful yet necessary process it's been. I see now that in order for my life to be compatible with the new life and the new level of fruitfulness, I need to break through. and I'm still breaking through. There's more in me that needs the scalpel. Jesus, have your way. Help me to trust you. I marvel at your commitment to me. Glorify your name. So what about that? Do you have the courage? Do you dare to trust him? Because there is promise on the other side of your hurt. And I'm wondering, are you willing to go there with him? I want to read a prayer from this chapter. Father in heaven, you have ransomed my life from the pit. You've saved my soul, and you are redeeming my story. Help me to trust you with every hidden hurt, every embedded fear, and every unhealthy way that I process things. You have a better way of life for me. You have a new place of promise for me. You will turn my mourning into dancing, my sorrow into true, pure joy. Help me to trust you in the meantime. Have your way in me. Lord, show me the hurts that I've worked so hard to hide. Show me a healthy way to process them. Give me a vision for what awaits me on the other side of this pain. Help me to discern the enemy's lies so I can shut him down and trust you even more. I am determined to be free, and no one is more committed to my freedom than you are. With my hand in yours, I will move forward in this process. Show me what's true and right and good, and help me to saturate my mind with these things. I am ready to be made new. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to listen to this song by Torrin Wells, God's Not Done With You. I want more than anything for you to come through today's show with some hope in your heart, with an idea of maybe the next thing that God wants to address in healing. And you must know that he's a gentle, loving shepherd and savior. He's a mighty counselor and a prince of peace. I say it often, but I'm going to say it again. He doesn't roll his eyes. He doesn't breathe a heavy sigh. He doesn't wonder, why are you still struggling with this? He doesn't get impatient with you. He's so gentle with your hurts and your reactions. But there comes a time when he will ask you, do you want to get well? Is your answer, I can't. I can't, sir. Or is it, I do want to get well. I believe, Lord. Show me my unbelief. Let's listen in.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes. Forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. God's not done with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. God's not done with you, even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart. God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart. Whoa. God's not done with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. God's not done with you, even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart. God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run.
I pray you found some encouragement here today. I pray if you have to, borrow our faith. We believe God has more for you. We believe you can come through this season having found God abundantly, having started the healing process, being able to testify to others. God is who he says he is, and he is going to do what he says he will do. I would love to get a copy of this book in your hands if you want it. Text the word book to get in the drawing, 877-933-2484. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll meet you back here next time.
It's not done writing your story.
Thanks for listening to this conversation from Middays with Susie Larson. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. And never miss a show.